Let's go.
Out on the field, the Compton Cricket Club looks and plays like any team in the league. But they have a sound unlike any other, right out of the hood.
From bullets to balls, from gas to bats, situation kind of backwards like I wear my hats instead of...
Off the field, the homies and the pops, as they call themselves, sport a lot of tattoos under their polo shirts. And team captain Theo Hayes calls the roster with Compton attitude.
Only 11 of us could be out there at a time. I'm going to start off with my strongest field, respect it, or disrespect it. Bottom line is going down like that.
For the last 14 years, the homies have brought their own brand of swagger to a gentleman's game.
One, three, Compton. One, two, three.
Compton!
The team has won the league title twice, toured Australia, Britain, and Ireland. Last year, the homies won, of all things, the Good Sportsmanship Award.
I'm living proof that you can change. My principal told me, in front of my mother, that I'll be dead by 21 years old.
Isaac Hayes was a troubled teen when he first joined the club. So was Sergio Penales, who counts himself lucky he did not end up like the guys he used to hang with.
A lot of them are not even here. A lot of them are like upstate, you know, locked up, dead. I know a couple of my friends who are, a couple of them are paraplegic, some got shot. If it wasn't for cricket, I mean, I'm just glad that I didn't become a statistic.
Look at Steve Weddle.
I know. Look at Danny.
When I was
sad. He's no longer. He's gone.
Oh, he passed away as well.
Yeah.
The players pass around an old team photo with the co-founder of the cricket club. Katie Haber is also the homies' manager, scorekeeper, occasional bail organizer. In Compton, where gang boundaries are no joke, she also had to drive her players to practice.
They live in an area where it's you don't cross the street, you don't cross different gang lines in order to get to a place. So we literally had to pick them up and bring them to the field.
Oh, yes, catch!
On the field today, the homies are losing to a team of Indian expats. They take it in stride. The former ghetto kids credit cricket with teaching them patience and maturity, a counterweight to the sometimes brutal lessons of Compton. Emilio Cazares lost his brother in a drive-by shooting just 2 years ago.
My brother was killed outside of my house, and all it took was one bullet, and he died. You know, ain't no point in me being mad, upset, stressing, and losing my head and my composure. What's done is done.
Good running, good calling.
On the field, Katie Haber sees living proof that cricket is a gang prevention tool, and she's not alone. If Haber can raise the cash, the club will play next month at juvenile detention centers in England. The Birmingham police like the Compton crew's message. Homies who found a way from bullets to bats. Jennifer Westaway, CBC News, Los Angeles.